Now, Christopher, disappointed with the loss of the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies, but have you enjoyed the experience of coaching the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies this season so far?
Yeah, look, it's been a good stepping stone for me, you know, coming out from playing last year and stepping back now to trying to take a leadership role and a coaching role with these guys. You know, a long season, we started very early. Unfortunately, we've been hampered with a lot of injuries this year, so the team's been different from week to week. But again, we're building a great team. We're looking at the future for the next couple of years. Going forward, we've got a good team to work with, and showed out there today in patches that we've got some good stuff happening.
It's a big challenge though, because Inverell didn't come down to see you guys in seconds, but you weren't able to go up to Moree either, and it's just a big thing to be able to find 40 blokes to play again with all those injuries.
That is a bit of a problem at the moment around this zone, actually. So I know a lot of other teams are battling with their second grade side as well. You know, big trips away, but we do our best to rally the troops on Tuesday, Thursday night, and we are getting there. It's again, just got to get a few more wins under the belt, start to build that momentum, and I think things will start to look a bit more positive.
Yeah, we'll go to the great experience, of course, which is Sarawang Glen Park there on Aberdeen Street, 6:30 Tuesdays and Thursdays, and be part of the full body experience, which is the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies, of course. Also, it's great to see that Gus and Renee have really pitched in on Friday nights and got you a very nice place to work with, not only with gentlemen but also ladies when it comes to the juniors.
Yeah, it's a great time down there on Friday night. I'm involved with the junior rugby club as well, coaching the under 10s, and the atmosphere around the bar and around the field on a Friday is buzzing. It's fantastic.
You are a natural enemy of mine, because you actually work in health and fitness at Anytime Fitness in Musselbrook and also Scone. Of course, Mark Dawson runs both of those conveyances, former president of the Edmonton Torrens Scone and Albury Devils. How do you find that? Are you getting a lot of people coming in from the mines from both sides of the fence, or is it a bit of a mixture, and are a lot of young ladies sort of coming in after having children as well and trying to get themselves fit?
My working premises is out of Anytime Fitness. I don't do a lot with the actual fitness side of things. Most of my stuff is injury rehab, predominantly with the mines and locals as well. But yeah, look, those businesses are both growing. Musselbrook's going crazy at the moment. There's an influx of people, obviously, with the overpass that's been built, influx of people in town as well at Scone, which has been fantastic. Yeah, it's good demographic in town and in both those gyms at the moment. Unfortunately for me, there's a lot of people getting injured in the mines, which keeps me in business too. So.
Of course, you're an Australian schoolboy player back in 1998-99. Tell us a little bit about that experience. Of course, you played a little bit of first grade for Eastwood as well. Were you frustrated maybe not to go to the next level and play Super Rugby in the end, or you're quite happy to sort of do what you had to do and you just that's the way rock and roll?
Yeah, look, I think I came out of schoolboys. I was loving my rugby, as you do as a schoolboy. Played my Colts and earlier grade rugby at Eastwood. I had an opportunity to go overseas with Darren Coleman, the Eagles coach, and play in Canada for a season. So I went over to Calgary with him. You know, enjoyed myself over there for a couple of years, came back, and I just sort of lost that edge to continue to push on. And then family comes along and studies and all that kind of stuff. So, this is my time. Or what I'm trying to do at the moment is get back to rugby again in our coaching format.
Well, the fantastic thing for you, of course, is that the return of the Australian Rugby Shield and another manifestation is known as NRC 2.0 will be in Adelaide later this year. You're part of the last New Sports Country Cockatoos side to win that in Mackay in 2006. It's a nice little thing to sort of have is that grassroots representative stuff where players get a real crack at maybe Super Rugby or NRC opportunities, and just remember those days of playing for the Cockatoos as well when you're playing on the coast.
Yeah, it is fantastic, and again, looking at this zone, we have got a very strong zone, and I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years with the Central North Zone too. So yeah, look, it's another stepping stone for those great players rather than having to get stuck down a Sydney club, and we want to keep our rugby strong up here in the country too, so it's a good thing.
Finally, do you have any regret moving away from the Rat Race, which is now a glorified sort of suburb of Sydney, there's a central coast, and coming up to the great expanse, which is Scone? You know, it's 5 minutes to get everywhere, you can walk the dogs around the place, you can ride a horse to work, all that sort of stuff, compared to the Rat Race that basically what the Central Coast and, in, by extension, of course, Sydney as well.
No regret whatsoever, mate. We've settled nicely in the Scone. We love the place, love the people. I actually get anxious heading back to the coast now. It is like going down the Big Smoke, but we love it up here. Great people, and it's great to be part of this club, and hopefully we can keep pushing forward.
I wish you all the best, Chris, as you're part of the Belmore Hotel Scone Brumbies. Get down to the trainings here on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6:30, and we want to thank you for his time.
Thank you very much.